All right, now just to move on, and a tie is set to be represented at one of the top dog shows in the world. Local man Tony Murphy and his stunning Kerry Blue Terrier are heading over to Crufts later this week. The International Dog Show, held annually, will take place in the UK, actually starting today at the NEC in Birmingham. And I'm delighted to say that Tony Murphy is on the line now. Good morning to you, Tony, and thanks for joining us.
How are you on? How are you keeping?
I'm assuming if the show starts today, you're already over in Birmingham, are you?
We've just finished off a few bits and pieces today.
Right.
We'll be travelling in the middle of the night to catch the early ferry in the morning, the 8 o'clock ferry in the morning.
Great stuff.
Into Holyhead, drive down to Birmingham, and get ready for a show on Saturday morning.
Right, so it's going to feature 18,000 dogs competing for the world-class title of Crufts Best in Show. And you're heading over. How did this come about, Tony?
Oh, I posted up one day on Facebook about I'd have been lost without me Kerry Blue, without me dogs. A gentleman called Patrick O'Regan from Waterford contacted me and asked me would I go to Waterford and talk to him about a Kerry Blue. And it steamrolled from there. I critiqued two dogs, belonged to him. He was very impressed with what I was able to say, and he gifted me a present.
And that present was?
That present is the little dog that's going to one of the little dogs that's going to represent Ireland in Crufts, Brycar Dreammaker.
Brycar Dreammaker, and pet name is Little Miss Sunka, is it?
Little Miss Sunka.
Where did the name come from?
It's very simple. I have a lady, a Native American Indian lady, who helps me and with things that I do. And she showed me that the word Shunka in their language means dog.
Brilliant. Brilliant
so
stuff.
Little Miss Dog.
So how long have you been working then with this dog? I know obviously it's your little pet, but...
I've been working with her now. I got her when she was 8 weeks old. She's 22 months old now, so I've been working with her daily, every day since. And we travelled quite a bit of the country last year at the shows. Like, it was my first year into show dogs. And she did very, very well. She qualified for Crufts. She's a centenary Irish champion. She's I missed out by one place for making her an Irish junior champion, but it was great. It was a wonderful experience to get out and about. I never thought I'd enjoy just hanging around showing dogs, but it's just growing and growing and growing every day.
Right,
it's getting better, you know.
Take me through maybe what an average day might look like for yourself and Little Miss Shunka or Brycar Dreammaker, Tony. What do you have to do?
Well, you leave them naturally to their natural abilities most of the time, and then when you bring them out, I'd walk them 10, 12 kilometres every day. I have another Kerry Blue, Mr. Boucher, so the two of us do that and go with a friend of mine, George. And we'd get out and we walk them, keep them fit, we'd feed them very well. And then when showtime comes around, like the show...
You might move around a little bit for me there, Tony, if you wouldn't mind. The signal is not the best. We might have to maybe give you a buzz back. Can you hear me, Tony?
I can, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Keep going there. Just move around a little bit. The signal is not great.
No. So what we do is she has two different leads. She has an everyday lead that keeps her going, and then we let her work her on her show lead. And when we work her on her show lead, she knows it's time to perform. So she turns on. She turns on for the catwalk.
Very good. So in terms of performance then, what does she do? What does that look like, the kind of performance?
It's very simple. We approach the ring. There's a 15, it's a triangle, 15 metres straight, 15 metres flush in front of you, and 15 metres back in. And for that time, she has to present herself properly in front of the judge. I have to do the same. Then you walk her away 15 metres from the judge, straight back into the judge. And it's all about her confirmation, her presentation, her stride. and how she and how we handle her on the day. But she does very well at it, you know. She's a cracking little dog, you know.
I'm looking at a photograph here, actually, in this week's Kildare Nationalist that was taken by Aisling Highland of yourself.
Brilliant.
Yourself
brilliant.
And little Miss Shunka. She's absolutely gorgeous. They're a beautiful breed of a dog, Kerry Blue.
They're the Irish native dog. They're the Irish national dog. You know, it's they should be on a crest somewhere for us. Yeah, stunning dog. Tenacious little terrier. Fantastic coat, headset, real dark eyes. Beautiful, wavy, full, natural, wavy coat. You know, and that's so important that the Kerry Blue has the wavy coat. It's so important. It stands out so much in the ring. It glistens, it shines. It's like a girl with wavy hair, you know. It's pretty sensational stuff when they're at their peak looking at them, you know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Does there be quite a lot of preparation goes into the appearance then? Will she have to be groomed today, tomorrow?
I've had to go to Cork twice. I won't say I have to. I've been to Cork twice in the last 3 weeks, and Roger Good grooms her for me. Very good man, great friend. And then we'll finish her off. We'll wash her again tonight. She's been washed 6 times in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
She'll be washed again tomorrow to let her coat settle, and then she'll be groomed on Saturday morning before she enters the show again.
Super stuff. And as you say, you have to look good as well, Tony. Oh, so you'll have to get the hair done.
No, I don't have any of that. So we look after the rest. And there's no wig going on. But no, I got my outfit is sponsored by Louis Copeland.
Brilliant.
So it's been a wonderful journey. But just it's very important that without Pat O'Regan, without Patrick O'Regan, none of this would happen. He's an absolute diamond of a man. And I know we can talk about people and promote them, but this guy has come into my life and made a big difference, you know.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm sure you're looking forward to the whole experience, Tony, of heading over on the ferry tomorrow and just being... Have you been to Crofts before, even
never,
to watch
never,
it?
Never been to Crofts. I've watched it so many times on TV, in the back of my head wondering would that ever be a possibility. And that's when we were talking, when I talked with Pat O'Regan that day for the very first day, you know, and he said a little dog like that. And I said to him, you know, in conversation when you're chatting with people, you don't know whether people are listening to you or not. And I said, God, a little dog like that could make dreams come true. She'd be a little dream maker. 6 weeks later, I got her official registration from the kennel club, and Pat had called her dream maker. So it's a great story. She has a great story about herself, you know. She's a little topper. Lots of people love her and stop her. You bring her anywhere. You just bring her anywhere, and she catches everyone's attention. So, her half brother is also going to Crofts.
Really,
her half brother and both of their daddies, the sire to the two pups,
are
going to Crofts. So. We're going full blast at this, and look, we have to see what happens. And
what group or what grade will you be in then, Tony?
We'll be starting off. She will be just an intermediate dog because she's just gone over junior. Yeah, she'd be a graduate dog. Her half brother would be, he'll be in junior because he's under 18 months, and their dad will be in open. Because he's stunning. So there are three beautiful dogs, all from Ireland, going. And there are many more dogs from Ireland going over. It's just that all I know is that these three are definitely going. Roger and myself are going over in the van. We're bringing over the three dogs ourselves. So it's big stuff, you know.
It is.
Big stuff for a little man. So that's where I see it. I might be a big man when it's over, but no, the big stuff for a little man. And it's happening because of other people.
Absolutely,
you know, the kindness that I've been shown and the support. It's incredible. David Walsh and Atai and his wife, Governor, unbelievable. Friend of mine gave me a van. Tom Lawless gave me a van so I can travel around the country to shows. Memsey Tyres and Mount Mellick sorted out the tyres on the... I should go on with this. Sorted out the tyres on my trolley. There's so many people, and yourselves, even, you know, to even consider giving us a call and having a chat. Thanks very much, you know, and Aislinn for taking the photographs. That was a great buzz, you know. So
no problem at all. Listen, there's loads of messages coming in as well, Tony, wishing you and the dog, Little Miss Shunka, the very best of luck, and all the gang that's heading over.
Really appreciate it, Owen, and thanks very much for the time.
No problem at all, Tony. Thanks for joining us. That's Tony Murphy from Athy going over to Crofts tomorrow, representing Ireland and representing, of course, Kildare at that famous dog show. It's running over the course of the weekend at the NEC in Birmingham, featuring 18,000 dogs, and Tony and Little Miss Shunka heading over tomorrow. Thanks indeed, Tony Murphy from Athy, and the very best of luck.
Kildare Today with Owen Beattie.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Let's go back up to the north of the county because plans for a new DART line to Selbridge have been revealed. It's been described as a major public transport project and it will extend DART trains from Dublin city centre to Hazelhatch and Selbridge train station as part of a wider expansion of DART services in the coming years. The project will provide a fast, high frequency and electrified rail service to communities along the route at Island Bridge, Park West, Cherry Orchard, Clondalkin, Adamstown and Hazelhatch and Selbridge. On the line is Green Party Senator for Kildare, Vincent P. Martin. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning.
Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan has secured agreement from the Cabinet for the DART Plus South West Rail project to enter the planning system. This is a good news story, Vincent.
It is, and at yesterday's Cabinet meeting of the government, as you said, the Minister for Transport secured that agreement, and it highlights government's commitment to high-level public transport and will help decarbonise Ireland's transport system. In more precise terms, the DART Plus South West project, as it's known, will deliver a fully electrified DART service along approximately 20-kilometre stretch of track from Dublin city centre to Hazelhatch and Selbridge. And this will involve the quadrupling of track between Park West and Houston over a 5-kilometre section. And the project includes the electrification of the Phoenix Park Tunnel. And this will allow new DART trains to operate between Hazelhatch and Selbridge and Connolly Station and beyond. And by going through the tunnel, as well as the existing Houston station. So it's a very positive news. It's now at the stage where the railway order application has been submitted. It follows the good news for Dublin, for DART Plus West last year, which would serve the Maynooth line from Connolly. And it's part of a further rollout of pro-transport positive issues, as for instance, we had the first reduction in transport fares since 1947, just over a year ago, when 20% reduction for all users and 50% for young adults. So it's all hopefully moving in the right direction, but it'll be towards the end of the decade before we actually see the fruits of this. But you have to forward plan on.
Will that mean that we're going to see an increase in capacity and also an increase in frequency of trains along that line?
Oh yes, there'll be a huge increase in capacity. It will increase the number of passengers to travel to and from Dublin city centre along route from the current 5,000 each way to 20,000 in the future. So it's a significant seismic shift in transport, and it will probably set the plan for the future for where housing should go along those routes, because it's all very positive, and the DART Plus South West project is a key part of the Greater Dublin Area Transport Strategy, which provides for significant upgrade, and it's part of a multi-billion DART Plus program, which will treble the current DART rail network from 53 kilometres to 150 kilometres, extending DART to Drogheda to the north, and Maynooth and M3 Parkway to the west, and Hazelhatch and Selbridge to the southwest.
Okay, I note as well the construction works, as you say, for the Dark Plus Southwest could commence in 2025. The interesting word there is could commence. It's subject to planning permission and final funding arrangements, Vincent.
Yes, the Dark Plus West, that railway order application was submitted in July 2022. So in Bord Pleanála, hearing is to be scheduled for that one. So they're about, in my estimation, about 9 months ahead of our fellow Kildare citizens who use and rely on the Dart Plus Southwest, because, as I said, yesterday Cabinet approved a submission of the project to the planning system, and the next step is the railway order application to be lodged to Bord Pleanála, which is expected to happen later this month.
Okay, just before I let you go, Vincent, yep. Earlier on we were speaking about the Kill Equestrian Centre with Fiona Forkin and Fintan Brett, and they were kind of lamenting the fact that there's been no update from Minister Roderick O'Gorman. As a Green Party senator, where do you stand on this, Vincent?
Well, the department themselves have put their hands up and said consultation could be better, and they're clearly overwhelmed by the scale of the emergency war-type footing. But that was a number of weeks ago, and I, to be candid, haven't seen any improvement in consultation. And with, you know, feelings running high, I think it really behoves the government and the department to have much more regular updates. The last one was a number of weeks ago, but because of the nature of what we're talking about, if there's no news, there should be an update just telling people there's no material developments as such, because that would stop a rumour mill. And my understanding is the same as you. I listened to your programme earlier this morning. It's very much planned as a response to the Ukrainian refugee crisis. And presumably the contracts are on the cusp of being signed due to the significant increased level of activity. And the government and the department did say that they would communicate firstly with the residents and public representatives when there is a development as such. So until they do that, there's a vacuum there, and I think the department could, if they could and should, engage in a much more regular and frequent thorough consultative process with the residents. I don't think it's too much to ask for.
Okay, can you reiterate that with Minister Roderick O'Gorman's department after this show, Vincent, and just make representation on behalf of the local representatives and residents there in Kill, because as you say, there are concerns there that misinformation and a vacuum of information is happening in Kill. But on that, and also on the news that plans for a new Dart line to Selbridge have been revealed, Green Party Senator for Kildare, Vincent P. Martin, thanks for your time. Let's stay up around the north of Kildare and go from Selbridge across to Kilcock, where Fianna Fáil councillor Paul Ward is with us. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Owen. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Paul. Some of the local issues that you've been raising with Kildare County Council, and if we go to the Royal Meadows estate there, you wanted the council to commence works to make good and repair some outstanding matters there, such as?
That's right, Owen. Well, you probably heard me talking about this before. Royal Meadows was taken in charge late last year, and this was very positive news on a number of levels for residents in the estate and adjoining estates. But before it was taken in charge, considerable remedial works for underground sewers to be brought up to the taken in charge standard had to be completed. That included repair of manholes and other sewer services. This was very costly, and there was a bond in place with the insurance company, and that money was used to repair the sewerage up to the standard of the taken in charge that's required. What I was asking is how much money remained after these works were completed, because there's a number of overground repairs that are needed in the estate, primarily footpaths and curb repairs, tree cutting, especially around the public lights and things like that. So the council told me that they are settling the accounts of the service providers for the works that were carried out to take the sewerage to the level that's required. That will be completed this month, I'm told, and then the remaining monies then are transferred to the Ministerial District Engineer's Office, and that then allows me to make applications to the municipal district engineer to get the overground repairs done in the estate in Royal Meadows. That's the curbs, the footpaths and the trees. So that's a positive step, and I'm just looking forward to getting my hands on those monies for the estate.
Okay, if we go to another estate in the area then, Paul, and this time around we're looking at Hawthorne's estate in Kilcock. You wanted an update on the taking in charge there.
Absolutely. All of these all relate back to one estate being taken in charge, and that is Royal Meadows. The estate actually is the link road to five or six other estates around that section of Kilcock. And what had happened was, because of the delay in taking in charge of Royal Meadows, all the other estates had to kind of wait on the sidelines, because the link road from the main artery of the Cortown Road was through Kilcock's Royal Meadows. And until that was taken in charge, all the other estates were on standby. Now, as I said there, the good news was the Royal Meadows was taken in charge. So now we move on to the next estate. And the next estate is Hawthorne. And that's a small estate of approximately 20 houses that share the link road with Royal Meadows. So the good news, which was confirmed to me at the meeting last Friday, is that Kildare County Council have accepted that all the infrastructure in the estate is complete. That's a very positive step forward, as opposed to Royal Meadows, where there was considerable number of repairs needed for the sewage to be taken in charge. And that the Kildare County Council have been in contact with the developer of that estate, and they are awaiting a submission of the taken in charge request documentation from that developer. That developer is still in existence, as was the Royal Meadows estate was not. The developer was long gone. So the process has begun on, and we're happy to see this news is progressing well, and we'll be keeping on top of that. And that will be another estate taken in charge, because there's lots of benefits for estates being taken in charge, as you know. And many residents are looking forward to these benefits for their own homes.
Okay, if you take me out to the Clonfert North Road near the equestrian centre there in Clonfert, you say that urgent repairs need to be undertaken there on that road. Is that going to happen?
It is indeed, Owen. Yeah, no, I received a number of representations from residents there in relation to the poor state of roads. And in fact, I drive up there quite regularly, and they are in a poor state, potholes primarily. I raised this specifically with the area engineer last Friday, who confirmed that road maintenance and repair will be carried out as soon as possible. So that one is solved as well.
Okay, and finally then, Paul, and briefly on this one, is there an issue with large commercial trucks, HGVs, etc., going into housing estates in the area?
Well, there's not really, Ono. This is more of a fact-finding. I've had one or two instances of not the large HGV or the 40-foot, but just commercial trucks parked irregularly and maybe causing a little disruption to people in their houses. I wanted to find out from the council what are the options available to tackle this. Unfortunately, the answers that come back to me, they're kind of long-winded. In other words, you know, it's kind of overkill. One of you see it in the report there. One of the suggestions is that we place yellow lines throughout the estate. That's not feasible, because that, you know, family members coming to visit or friends or something like that will not be able to park. So that one is pushed to one side. We don't want yellow lines in housing estates. The second one is to review the parking bylaws and to come up with an alternative site in the town for the parking of these commercial vehicles. The problem is not that large. It was one or two instances, and it was pointed out to me in the meeting, and that this is the route I'm taking, that if there is inconsiderate or dangerous parking by commercial vehicles in the estates, you approach the guards. I have done that, we're being proactive in that, and it looks like that one will be resolved.
Okay, Fianna Fáil councillor on the Claymaunuth Municipal District in the Kilcock area, that is Paul Ward. Thanks for your time this morning, Paul. Now, just before we take a break and take some music then after the break, and we've a brilliant interview coming up as well before we finish up at 11 o'clock with Emma Kilcullen. She's hosting an art exhibition in Maynooth tonight. We'll also be joined by her key worker at St. John of God's, Laura Healy. So stay tuned for that fantastic woman Emma Kilcullen is. But Met Éireann has issued two status orange warnings for snow and ice covering 17 counties and all of Connacht over the next 24 hours. Cavan, Donegal, Monaghan, Clare, Connacht, Longford, Louth, Meath and Westmeath will come under a status orange snow and ice warning from 11 a.m. on today until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. People are being advised of further spells of sleet and snow combined with strong east to northeast winds, which could lead to hazardous road conditions and poor visibility. A second status orange snow and ice warning will come into effect for Kildare, Carlow, Dublin, Laois, Kilkenny, Offaly, Wicklow, Wexford and Tipperary from 9 p.m. tonight until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Residents are being advised of lying snow and sub-zero temperatures overnight, which could lead to icy stretches. So here in Kildare, a status orange snow and ice warning in effect from 9 p.m. tonight. Now, it's time to tell you about a very special art exhibition that's happening in Maynooth tonight. And it's been hosted by Emma Kilcullen, who attends her day programme in Integrated Community Experience, which is a day service programme for adults who have an intellectual disability. And it's all run by St. John of God's, and the campus that they're based on this time around is in Maynooth. Delighted to say that Emma is on the line as well. Well, as her key worker, Laura Healy. Very good morning to you both. And Laura, if we start off with you, you might tell us a little bit about the work that you do in Maynooth in St. John of God's and this integrated community experience.
Yes, good morning. So here in Maynooth in St. John of God's, we're all about person-centeredness. So our key focus is looking after the men and women we support and establishing what their goals and their dreams are and to support them to achieve them, particularly in the community, to make sure they're included in society as is. And one of Emma's wishes, she's such an avid photographer and artist, and one of her wishes was to have her very own exhibition. And Maynooth Library have kindly hosted said exhibition, and it is this evening. So John of God's is very much about the individual, about being person-centred, but looking after their needs and their wishes.
Great stuff. We're going to talk to Emma in a moment, but just tell us a little bit about her, Laura. Has she always had that love for art and photography?
Oh, Emma is absolutely amazing at art. Any second she has spare, she'll be in with the paints, the paint palette. She's great at window cleaning because we also paint our windows. We have topical scenes like Christmas, Valentine's, Mother's Day. And we have iPads in work, which, to be honest now, I wouldn't be great on an iPad, but Emma has figured out how to take photographs, how to screenshot them, how to adapt them, how to make them look absolutely amazing. So she's a self-taught and she's wonderful.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, you might pass the phone over to Emma and we'll have a little chat with her. Emma, good morning. Can you hear me okay, Emma? Great stuff. Listen, this is fantastic. I've seen some of the photographs that you've taken, some of the paintings that you've done. You're very, very good at art, I have to say, Emma. Have you always liked it? Always liked doing art?
Good.
Yeah, very good. Where is the exhibition happening, Emma?
In the library.
In the library in Maynooth. And do you know what time is it at? What time can people go to see the art?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And is everybody welcome? Who's going to be there? All your friends and family, are they?
Mum and my dad and me and Sarah.
Is she your friend?
Amy's coming.
Amy's coming as well. And your mum and your dad. And what kind of art do you do? What's your favourite art? Picture that you've painted or photograph that you've taken. What's your favourite? Do you have a favourite? Or are they all brilliant?
Sorry.
Is she gone to find the favourite?
She's looking at the iPad. She's trying to show you her favourite
she's
picture.
Trying to, what's your favourite? Yeah. Describe it to me, Laura. What photograph is that she's taken? Okay, what kind of art do we have?
It's a picture of tires that we painted and we planted pumpkins in them. So they look like licorice all sorts. They're all pink and blue.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Yes.
Brilliant.
So she absolutely loved that one.
And is there a class that goes on down there in terms of photography and painting, Laura, or is this something that Emma has kind of taken herself under her wing and ran with it?
This literally is Emma's idea and Emma has ran with it, as you said. Yeah, we very much support the individuals and we like to kind of integrate into the community. But we do run art classes and we have an art therapist. And in the past, there has a film photographer has come in and created movies. So we'd like to try and get back out there. With COVID, everything changed, to be honest.
Yeah.
And this is just us re-establishing ourselves out there. But Emma instigated, initiated and did everything by herself and is supported, but very much she's the lead on this.
Super, super stuff. And it's great to have the exhibition now in Maynooth in the library there. So whereabouts is it going to be if people do want to pop along, Laura?
So it's in on Main Street in the main community library, and it's in the back room, and it's there for the whole month of March. Emma's work will be exhibited, and the launch night is 6:30 this evening, so Emma will be there in person, along with all the invitees and anyone who wishes to come.
And Jack coming!
And Jack is coming too.
Jack is coming as well, very important.
Yes, so from 6:30 this evening, people will actually get to meet Emma herself, but the art is on display for the whole month of March during library opening hours.
Brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. Emma, if you can hear me again, you're like a celebrity. You're famous now, a famous artist.
Drinking at home.
Yeah. There will be champagne celebrations later.
Champagne celebrations as well. Well, that's the most important thing if anybody wants to pop in for some champagne. Emma, one final thing before I let you go. Are you celebrating a big birthday this year? Are you 30 this year?
Yes.
You're 30 this year. Do you have any birthday plans? Is this a big celebration for your birthday as well?
Yes.
And you're going to be famous, so people will want to get their photograph with you. Are you going to jump in with some photographs and maybe sign autographs as well?
I'm coming.
You'll be there as well, will you?
With my dad.
With your dad as well. Great stuff. Well, listen, I can't wait to meet you. And I know there's loads of people as well that are going to be at the exhibition tonight in Maynooth at 6:30. Looking forward to meeting you as well. And keep up the great work, won't you? Keep doing all the photographs and the painting.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Thank you so much. And thank you, Laura, as well. Great work there at St. John of God's, and keep it up supporting people and supporting those exhibitions.
And thank you very much for the support.
No problem at all. That's Laura Healy, Emma's key worker at St. John of God's there in Maynooth, and Emma Kilcullen, the star herself in Maynooth, hosting that art exhibition tonight. I think it's brilliant, and I've seen some of the photographs and the paintings there as well, and fair play to Emma. She's turning 30 this year, and if you can, go out and support tonight. The launch is taking place at 6:30 in the library in Maynooth on the main street. Pop in, lend your support, even if it's just for 20 minutes. As Emma said, there's going to be champagne, so it's worth your while popping down to get a glass of champagne, a glass of bubbly, or whatever the case may be. Thanks so much to Emma and Laura.